So as we're hearing there, despite the rain, California's historic drought is far from over. That means that conservation still matters. One way water companies are nudging homeowners to conserve water is by asking them to get rid of their lawns. From Here and Now contributor KQED, Daniel Potter reports that in some places they're even paying people to do it.
The grass in Rebecca Lowell's front yard is dead. Dead. Not even yellow, so much as gray. Her family, she has three kids, moved to this house in Los Altos a year ago as the drought was going from bad to worse.
We came from a much smaller yard with a lot less grass, and so I felt guilty this past year watering the grass, so I stopped watering the grass.
Now, Lola's replacing it with native shrubs and an irrigation system that tracks the weather and only waters when it's needed. No aerial sprinklers, because a lot of that moisture evaporates before the plants get a chance to use it. And Lowell says, no grass.
We just don't need it. You know, we don't play in the grass as much, and we have lots of parkland around.
The Santa Clara Valley Water District pays homeowners $2 a square foot to tear out their lawn and plant something less thirsty. In the case of Lowell's large dead lawn, she's hoping to get $6,000 toward her landscaping bill. For its part, the Water District estimates it saves 36 gallons a year for every square foot.
This is helping us kind of plan towards the future and save water in the future.
Ashley Carter is a conservation specialist at the Water District. She says her agency used to pay a dollar a square foot, but after they doubled it, homeowners traded in 10 times as much grass compared to last year.
The increase in rebate amount definitely helps people who are maybe on the fence about it a little bit more before.
Carter says right now they have homeowners lined up to trade out about 1.4 million square feet of turf. That could save enough water for more than 300 homes a year. Around the state, dozens of agencies trying to throttle back on water use have similar cash for grass programs, including in the East Bay, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. Despite such programs' popularity, farmer Ed Zuckerman says a lot still has to change about lawns in California.
There's still a pretty entrenched value system built up around the cultivated English garden with a well-manicured lawn in this country.
Zuckerman is CEO of Delta Bluegrass, a sprawling sod farm surrounded by levees near Stockton. On a recent overcast day, he showed off seemingly endless bright green acres, including grasses that were native to California 200 years ago, before farming was widespread.
So this is a planting of native mow-free, and right next to it is a planting of what we call native preservation.
Zuckerman says it can be hard to sell people on grass you're not supposed to mow. It gets long and flops over, more of a hippie shag than the standard issue crew cut familiar to anyone who loves the smell of freshly trimmed grass.
It is beautiful in its own way, and guess what? It's saving half the water you would normally put on it.
Zuckerman says it's also appealing if you're a mouse or vole looking for a new home. That can be a turnoff to humans.
It can almost look like it's in disrepair, or you're not paying attention to the maintenance of your house. Mm-hmm. You know, like this guy doesn't mow his lawn. What a pig.
Still, Zuckerman says alternative varieties of grass are a growing part of his business, thanks to both homeowners ready to be done with traditional lawns and companies redoing their campuses. Another approach that's growing, despite some skepticism, is synthetic turf. That is, plastic grass, like what Jason Miller installs for a living. Because it requires no water, he says lately, business around the Bay Area and Sacramento has been crazy.
When you see the turf the way that it looks now, it looks completely different. It's very soft. It looks very realistic. You can't tell it's fake except for it's perfect.
Artificial turf isn't always eligible for rebates, and critics argue it's more like a parking lot than a lawn in terms of the habitat or lack thereof it provides, not to mention the temperature.
The crumb rubber infill gets very hot if it's in direct sun. So generally that gets up to, I believe it's about 145 degrees in direct sun, like on a 100-degree day. It's just blistering hot, kind of melt your shoes.
Miller says a good fake lawn made from the latest materials can be much cooler, but can't rival the natural air conditioning of the real thing.
Still going to get hotter than grass, because grass is an organism.
Watering grass and other organisms, from flowers to shade trees, makes up about half of residential water use in California. If the drought continues, more homeowners will likely try and wring out their traditional yards for savings. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Potter.